Bridging the Void, a sales perspective on working with marketing. Achieving the marketing plan relies heavily on the sales function, but the relationship between sales and marketing can often be strained. Ian Speakman, Associate Professor and Head of the International Negotiation and Sales Management track at ISEG School of Management, summarizes part of his research into intra-organizational conflict and describes what the sales function really thinks about the marketing department, arguing that both sales and marketing need to work closer together in order to fully understand the practical challenges facing the organization in meeting their customers' needs. The Great Divide. Working within the organization, the salesperson is often required to represent their customers' needs internally, acting as the customer advocate, frequently negotiating for a wide variety of resources and services throughout a diverse portfolio of interpersonal interactions and social business networks, the internal sales job. In many cases, the salesperson has to operate as part of a large customer focus team, and in doing so may encounter a wide range of intra-organizational, interpersonal conflicts. Most frequently, from the sales perspective, the source of this departmental conflict is perceived to be marketing. Departmental conflict within the organization arises when salespeople and marketers perceive differences in beliefs, values, or goals, which impact on their ability to work together and impedes their performance. In my research, 2/3 of the salespeople described more than half of the conflicts encountered within the organization as coming from marketing. The main reasons given were a lack of support in trying to achieve their sales objectives through a perception of misunderstanding, through a lack of communication, and insufficient resources, both causing a high level of frustration within the sales force. In other words, the salesperson thinks the marketers do not listen to what they advocate when they are acting as the customer representative. Marketing just do what marketing want to do, as one salesperson put it. I frequently have big issues with the brand managers who don't truly understand how the customer operates. In addition to departmental conflict within the organization, salespeople also conceive conflict related to 7 specific situational sources of conflict: communication, people, resources, roles, goals, self-interest, and culture. With the exception of self-interest and culture, the marketing department comes top in creating these situational conflicts, adding further complexity to the relationship between sales and marketing. Salespeople perceive conflicts within the organization as having multiple departmental and situational dimensions, with miscommunication being most frequently mentioned in relation to the marketing department. As another salesperson put it, "Everyone has their say, and Chinese whispers make everything much worse than it ever is, and you have to deal with that all the time. It becomes challenging to manage the flow of communication when everyone's got a slightly different take, a slightly different objective, a slightly different view. The relationship between sales and marketing in the organization is a close one, with missed priorities between customer and market orientation. Although often a balanced relationship, the frequency of conflicts encountered does have consequences." Consequences of sales and marketing conflict. The consequences for the salesperson working within the organization whilst acting as the boundary spanner working to meet both their customers' and organization's needs are significant. When considering their perception of the consequences of conflict, the overwhelming response from the participating salespeople was negative, expressing high levels of frustration, increased competitive, angry behavior, and demotivation to the point of wanting to change organization. Putting it simply, when the salesperson encounters difficult internal situations more frequently, the sales job externally becomes more difficult and stressful, which has an impact on the internal selling role. The overwhelming emotional response to conflict within the organization was a feeling of frustration at having to deal with many issues, which the salesperson felt unnecessary, predominantly due to a lack of communication. This frustration increases in competitive forcing behavior of the salesperson that has to aggressively pursue their goals predominantly with the marketing department, for example, fighting to change marketers' brand plan, which will not fit key customer strategy. Lack of or poor communication occurs particularly when the marketing strategy, brand and new product development strategy does not suit the sales strategy, or when the marketing department does not appear to be clear on what the customer strategy is, That is, developing or changing products which the customer will ultimately not buy. Moreover, research by Tellefson and Eyüboglu has shown that the customer has a perception of how well the salesperson acts as their advocate within the organization. Therefore, any conflicts, disputes, or misunderstandings have to be managed in the best interests of the salesperson's organization, while also attempting to meet the customer's objectives, maintaining the external perception of customer orientation, and prolonging mutually beneficial relationships. However, all is not lost. Many salespeople describe dealing with internal conflict as a challenge, a process from which they develop new skills and learn how to manage similar issues again, illustrating that a certain amount of conflict can be a good thing. It stimulates creativity in some, leading to improved communications, engaging with the marketing department, and working towards their own organizational goals with customer-focused solutions. Implications for managers. Whilst the objectives for salespeople may not be totally in line with the marketing plan, significant differences in alignment between the sales and marketing functions may have detrimental consequences for the organization, both in the ability for the company to achieve its immediate marketing objectives and, in the longer term, successfully manage customer relationships. Salespeople are closest to the customer and are able to feedback on areas of the marketing plan which are not aligned to customers' needs. It may not be practical or feasible to attain complete alignment between the two functions, but where there is misalignment, marketers must explain their reasoning to the sales team, or risk creating a culture of mistrust between the two functions, resulting ultimately in conflict, demotivation of the sales force, and customer rejection. End of podcast.